from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us now, he is Dalton Sell behind the BucksPass.com. Follow him on Twitter at Sell_Dalton. Dalton, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
So there's another Dalton Sell that you had to go Sell_Dalton for Twitter?
No, that was just the username that it gave me, so I just rolled with it.
Oh, okay. I was like, wow, there's another Dalton Sell that you had to reverse that bad boy. I like it, though. It works. Let's talk about BehindTheBucksPass.com. This website has been around forever and a day. Tell people what they can find at BehindTheBucksPass.com.
Yeah, you can find all the latest Milwaukee Bucks stuff with the draft coming up. We've got a lot of draft content, free agency, trades, what's happening with the players, off-season stuff, everything that you could imagine.
Yeah, it's a great website. I've always liked going to that website for the last several years at least. Dalton, you had a piece up that I found interesting because, you know me, always thinking about the Bucks kind of 24/7. And you went through every NBA team and said, okay, realistically, the free agents each team has, you know, this is the guy that fits for the Bucks that can they could get on a veteran minimum deal because that's pretty much all they can afford at this point, being at that second apron for the luxury tax. And then I said, all right, give us your top five that would make sense for the Bucks. So I guess we'll go from five and work our way up to your favorite guy out there. Who would be number five on your list, Dalton?
Number five, I picked Lamar Stevens of the Grizzlies. I really like him. The Bucks were interested in Grant Williams this past season. I was glad they didn't go after him just because a lot of money you would have had to give up Portis. I like Lamar Stevens as more alternative on a minimum deal, around the same height, same weight. Good defender, got some holes on offense, but would be a really nice addition to that perimeter defense. And I feel like he could fill in for that PJ Tucker small ball four role that was so successful in 2021. So he's my number five.
Dalton, let's talk about this for a second. So as far as the draft and free agency, I'm assuming you are of the same belief as everybody else, which is they need a backup big, a backup point guard if it's not Beverly, a wing to go along with it. And on all three, offense may not be exactly the number one priority or even a must-have for all three players.
Absolutely. I'm definitely willing to sacrifice a bit of offense if it means they can get better on defense. And like that's what I picked out with a lot of guys on this list, even if they're not great shooters or great shot creators. If they can give you defense or athleticism or hustle, I'll take it.
That's the one thing that I think everybody is on board with. The other thing everybody's on board with is youth. So of these five guys that you picked out, how many of them are younger players?
Mostly all of them. I think the only exception is number four will be the oldest one, and it's one the Bucks are the most familiar with.
All right, let's go to four then. Who's four on your list of guys that would make sense for the Bucks?
Number four is Pat Bev, just bringing Pat Bev back. He came to the team, you know, brought that energy that he always brings. Perimeter defense was good. He fit well enough that he became a starter. My only potential drawback is the money. He has said on his podcast that he's expecting a little bump in pay. I just don't know if the Bucks would do that. He's going to be 36, so I feel like they'll try to get a deal done, but I'm just not sure about him. But out of all Milwaukee's free agents, he's the one I would like to bring back the most.
You think that the ownership group, after him throwing basketballs into the stands and doing the deal with the ESPN producer, say, yep, that's cool, you can wear our jersey, or do you think they have issue and they may stand in the way of him coming back?
I don't think that. I'm not plugged in that regard,
right.
But I think that, you know, they gave up a pick to get him and they envision him. They've always talked about how they liked him. I don't think that'll be a big roadblock in the situation, because if they gave up that pick to get him and then just let him walk, that would be kind of iffy on John Horst's part. But I do think they'll bring him back if it's at a minimum. I don't think they're giving him this huge raise that he's been talking about.
Talking with Dalton Sell behind the BucksPass.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Come follow him on Twitter at @Sell_Dalton. He put up a piece with one free agent from each team around the NBA that would make sense for the Bucks this offseason, knowing they have to be veteran minimum deals. So we're through 5 and 4. Who is number three?
Number three is another under-the-radar guy, Naji Marshall, plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. I didn't know a ton about him this year, but it was reported at the deadline that the Bucks were looking at him before they got Beverly. So I started digging up and doing some homework, and another big wing, 6'7", can play small forward, power forward, defend guys, shoot it well. I think he'd be a good fit with the Bucks. I think he could kind of be Milwaukee's version of what Dallas got with Derrick Jones Jr. and what Philadelphia got with Kelly Oubre. And he'd fill a big need, obviously, on the wing.
Why is he going for a veteran minimum if he can do all that?
Well, look at what I just said with Derrick Jones Jr. and Kelly Oubre.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Oubre was a highly sought-after guy coming out. Wasn't he a lottery pick, I want to say, years ago? So that one, I guess, you know, every GM always thinks they can get the most out of him because of all the Uber talent that dude has. Derrick Jones, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if this kid's can play at that same level for a veteran minimum, obviously that's a no-brainer for the Bucks. Then I'm all in on that signing if that's your analysis of him. Who's number two?
Number two for me, another guy that I'm iffy on the what he'll do, but it's D'Anthony Melton, plays for the 76ers.
Yep.
I put him in this section because he was banged up for most of the year. So going into free agency, I'm not sure what his market will be. Teams will be interested in him, but I'm not sure how much they'll be willing to pay. Maybe he'd look at a prove it deal similar to what Beasley took last year, but I think it'd be a great fit. He's 6'2", but he's got a 6'8" wingspan.
Oof.
Really lengthy. And the Bucks have always kind of rolled with undersized point guards, but with a Melton with a 6'8" wingspan, I feel like he'd be able to contest shots and just create steals and help the team get out in transition. The big question is health. Only played, I believe it was 38 games this past season, but I think he'd be a really nice fit, especially if you do lose Beverly. He'd be a great fill-in, and he is younger.
He'd fit right in with the Bucks. We can't keep guys on the floor either, so that would be a perfect fit, Dalton. All right, who's number one on your list at BehindTheBucksPass.com?
Number one, he's probably one of the more unrealistic names, but he's kind of the guy that I've molded a lot of these other guys after, and it's Derrick Jones Jr. of Dallas. If there's any shot that they could get him, they really got to go after him. He's a big wing. He's athletic. He can shoot it well. He can get out in transition. He can dunk. He can block shots. Like I said, he was the inspiration for a lot of these guys I was looking at, but just a great role player. I'm sure he'll get a bit of a raise after this title run, especially if he helps them come back and win it all, but he's the guy, no doubt, for Dallas.
Yeah, I can't see him signing a veteran minimum, but who knows? And the other thing, too, is Dallas may be willing to pay. Well, I don't know what Dallas's salary cap situation is one way or the other, so I guess we'll have to wait and see how that whole thing plays out. All right, Dalton, your thoughts of the big four, Giannis, Middleton, Lillard, Brooke Lopez, do they all return?
I do think they all will be there. I think the Bucks will focus more on tweaking the roster around them. The team really needs perimeter defenders, and they're going to keep Lopez. I can't imagine them trading Lopez, and I'm fine with that because, yes, he is a bit older and slower, but the big problem with the Bucks this year was they didn't have the complementary pieces around him on the perimeter to help him be at his best. So I feel like if you bring in, you know, a Najee Marshall or a Lamar Stevens, it'll also make Lopez's job easier by slowing guys down. So those four for sure. Dallas.
Thank God. Good. We get along. Dalton Sell, BehindTheBucksPass.com. Check it out. Follow him on Twitter at @Sell_Dalton. Thank you so much, dude. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You take care. There he is, Dalton Sell, BehindTheBucksPass.com. Come follow him on Twitter at @Sell_Dalton. He put up a piece with one free agent from each team around the NBA that would make sense for the Bucks this offseason, knowing they have to be veteran minimum deals. So we're through 5 and 4. Who is number three?
Number three is another under-the-radar guy, Najee Marshall, plays for the New Orleans Pelicans. I didn't know a ton about him this year, but it was reported at the deadline that the Bucks were looking at him before they got Beverly. So I started digging up and doing some homework, and another big wing, 6'7", can play small forward, power forward, defend guys, shoot it well. I think he'd be a good fit with the Bucks. I think he could kind of be Milwaukee's version of what Dallas got with Derrick Jones Jr. and what Philadelphia got with Kelly Oubre. And he'd fill a big need, obviously, on the wing.
Why is he going for a veteran minimum if he can do all that?
Well, look at what I just said with Derrick Jones Jr. and Kelly Oubre.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, Oubre was a highly sought after guy coming out. Wasn't he a lottery pick, I want to say, years ago? So that one, I guess, you know, every GM always thinks they can get the most out of him because of all the Uber talent that dude has. Derrick Jones, yeah, that's a good point. I mean, if this kid's can play at that same level for a veteran minimum, obviously that's a no brainer for the Bucks. Then I'm all in on that signing if that's your analysis of him. Who's number two?
Number two for me, another guy that I'm iffy on the what he'll do, but it's D'Anthony Melton, plays for the 76ers.
Yep.
I put him in this section because he was banged up for most of the year, so going into free agency, I'm not sure what his market will be. Teams will be interested in him, but I'm not sure how much they'll be willing to pay. Maybe he'd look at a prove-it deal similar to what Beasley took last year, but I think it'd be a great fit. He's 6'2", but he's got a 6'8 wingspan.
Oof.
Really lengthy, and the Bucks have always kind of rolled with undersized point guards, but with a Melton with a 6'8 wingspan, I feel like he'd be able to contest shots and just create steals and help the team get out in transition. The big question is health. Only played, I believe it was 38 games this past season, but I think he'd be a really nice fit, especially if you do lose Beverly. He'd be a great fill-in, and he is younger.
He'd fit right in with the Bucks. We can't keep guys on the floor either, so that would be a perfect fit, Dalton. All right, who's number one on your list at BehindTheBucksPass.com?
Number one, he's probably one of the more unrealistic names, but he's kind of the guy that I've molded a lot of these other guys after, and it's Derrick Jones Jr. of Dallas. If there's any shot that they could get him, they really got to go after him. He's a big wing. He's athletic. He can shoot it well. He can get out in transition. He can dunk. He can block shots. Like I said, he was the inspiration for a lot of these guys I was looking at, but just a great role player. I'm sure he'll get a bit of a raise after this title run, especially if he helps them come back and win it all, but he's the guy, no doubt, for Dallas.
Yeah, I can't see him signing a veteran minimum, but who knows? And the other thing, too, is Dallas may be willing to pay. Well, I don't know what Dallas's salary cap situation is one way or the other, so I guess we'll have to wait and see how that whole thing plays out. All right, Dalton, your thoughts of the big four, Giannis, Middleton, Lillard, Brooke Lopez, do they all return?
I do think they all will be there. I think the Bucks will focus more on tweaking the roster around them. The team really needs perimeter defenders, and they're going to keep Lopez. I can't imagine them trading Lopez, and I'm fine with that because, yes, he is a bit older and slower, but the big problem with the Bucks this year was they didn't have the complementary pieces around him on the perimeter to help him be at his best. So I feel like if you bring in, you know, a Najee Marshall or a Lamar Stevens, it'll also make Lopez's job easier by slowing guys down. So those four for sure. Dallas.
Thank God. Good. We get along. Dalton Sell, BehindTheBucksPass.com. Check it out. Follow him on Twitter at @Sell_Dalton. Thank you so much, dude. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You take care. There is Dalton Sell, BehindTheBucksPass.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.